Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. What the hell up for? Y'all ain't been talking about that.
Nah, I like
No, no, no. We love it.
Nah.
It's just, we don't talk about that here. So continue. Kilo is what
this is back in the day in my time when I was doing dirty fucking shit.
Right. I like it.
Y'all shit is called dirty water.
Dirty? Yeah. Give me the dirty.
I'm going to give you some dirty shit.
Podcast. Dirty Water Podcast.
What y'all thought y'all wasn't gonna see me? I'm the Osiris of this shit. Wu-Tang is here forever, motherfuckers. This 97, I, my niggas and my niggerettes, let's do it like this. I'ma rub your ass in the moonshine. Let's take it back to 79.
I bomb atomically. Socrates, philosophies, and hypotheses. Can't define how I be dropping these mockeries. Lyrically perform armed robbery. Flee with the lottery. Possibly they spotted me. Battles guard, showgun, explosion when my pen hits. Tremendous. Ultraviolet, shine blind forensics. I inspect view through the future, see millennium. Killer bees sold 50 gold, 60 platinum. Shackling the matches with drastic rap tactics. Graphic displays melt the steel like blacksmiths. Black Wu jackets, Queen Bees ease the guns in. Rumbling with patrolmen, tear gas, lace the function. Heads by the score, take flight inside a war. Ticks hit the floor, die hard fans demand more. Behold the bold soldier, control the globe slowly. Proceeds to blow, swinging swords like Shinobi. Stomp grounds and pound footprints in solid rock. Who got it locked, performing live on your hottest fly.
As the world turns, I spread like germ. Bless the globe with the pestilence. The hard-headed never learn. This my testament to those burned. Play my position in the game of life, standing firm. On foreign land, jump the gun out the frying pan. Into the fire, transform into the Ghost Rider. A six-pack and a streetcar named Desire. Who got my back in the line of fire, holding back? What? My peoples, if you with me, where the fuck you at? Niggas is strapped and they trying to twist my bitch.
Stop looking at me like that, nigga.
We're through your slums.
Don't look at me like that no more, nigga. I don't know what you looking at. Just stupid ass shit.
Hey, yo, man. Yo, fuck that. Look at all these crab niggas laid back.
What are you talking about, Moses?
That's how you know. That's how we know you don't know.
You don't know what
song.
The fuck you listening to.
Right. You just playing shit.
You don't know what you listening to.
Right. Hey, Jesus Christ.
Y'all know I give y'all the jokes.
Nah.
It's
nah,
cool, man. Though.
No, you don't.
I do, though.
Swiss, let it's go. Cool. Tarantula.
You know what I mean? Just stand.
What is that?
You know what I'm saying? You don't even know what's in my mind. You know what I'm saying? You don't even know what's in my mind.
I'm not fucking with you today, Moses. Real shit. This is Dirty Water Podcast. I'm Lexington.
Moses.
Dave B.
My name's Lex.
Benton.
Call shut, yourself shut that.
Okay, Benton.
Come on, Benton. You're a Benton.
You a Benton man. No. You just said
just
it.
Shut up, man. Sometimes you just make up shit for no reason.
Tin man?
No.
You a Benny fan with the Tin Man? Oh!
Oh, here we go,
man.
Dude, what the fuck? What? This is your man's, Dave.
Nah.
This your man's right here, man. Episode 102 out this bitch.
This is your man's, what?
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm good, nigga. Go
shut
ahead,
up,
man.
Then,
you ain't
nigga.
Got to... Stop. Go, man. Nigga.
Jesus Christ.
God damn.
Man, niggas, why you getting mad because you... I understand him. I'm
my nigga, I'm
nobody.
I'm smoking. I'm talk, nigga. You know what it is. Go ahead.
Talk.
Episode 102. We in this bitch.
That's the New York talk.
What's going on with you, Moses? How are you doing, bro?
I'm feeling good. How you feeling?
I woke up this morning.
You
I
see
can't
how
complain
I'm living?
At all.
The you dirty road, the shirt. See how I'm living. Dirty water.
Dave ain't dirty.
It's important.
Dave ain't dirty.
Putting it out.
It's underneath my hoodie.
You know what I'm saying?
We don't believe you. You need more people. Fuck cancer. I want to say that first and foremost. Shout out to Fayetteville, North Carolina, East Side, where we do this shit at.
914, what up?
What I was hoping you was gonna do.
Four.
Whatever, go ahead, man.
This nigga smacking. Yo, do this. Do that. Hurry up.
What's wrong with your man today, man?
Yo, he hype. He got the hoodie on. You see his vibe.
You look like you about to do a robbery.
He might smack a nigga.
I hope he doesn't smack anybody.
At the convenience store. I can't wait.
Hey, I want to say, fuck.
Didn't I fucking tell you? No.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Two lighters, motherfucker. Two.
Fuck the greatest quarterback of all time. We go ahead and say that and get that out the way.
What are you talking about? The Super Bowl?
I'm sick of fucking Tom Brady, bitch ass. Super Bowl? The greatest quarterback of all time. He done took plenty of fucking money from me.
Mm.
Sick of it, man. I'm never betting against that motherfucker again, Moses.
So that's what you did?
I did.
So that's your fault?
Yeah.
Should have went with the winning team.
Never bet against white supremacy, my brother.
Mm. So with that being said, what kind of snacks did you have? Did you have cheese edibles with crackers?
Is white supremacy behind it?
And nigga, he a Trump supporter. Yeah, he a good old boy. Don't think he ain't.
Mm. And you support.
I should've knew something was up when the fucking Super Bowl was in Tampa Bay.
Why?
Because that's who the fuck won.
Tampa Bay needed it, I don't think.
No, but the Super Bowl would be held
so
anywhere.
Tampa Bay didn't need that win?
Fuck all that. I don't give a fuck what they needed. I needed my bread off of that.
So why didn't you give Tampa Bay that chance? I'm just saying.
I was believing in Kansas City and Pat Mahomes.
For who?
Kansas City and Pat
For
Mahomes.
For who?
I'm not going to fucking repeat myself, nigga. What the fuck?
Yeah, well, you need to repeat yourself. You lost.
I did.
Yeah.
Mm.
Took an L
you
on
should
it.
Think about what you were thinking about.
He's the GOAT, though. It is what it is, man. Tom Brady's the motherfucking GOAT.
Okay. So with you saying that, why did you... It seemed like you wanted to lose the money. Sometimes I think people want to lose money.
You think I'm one of those people?
I think, like, sometimes you just want to lose
I just want to lose money. I get a thrill out of just losing fucking money.
I'm just saying. The winning team. Nigga was strapped. Other team was strapped. You went for the non-strapping team.
offensive line looked like
I'm just saying.
Shit,
you was
man.
Like, they gonna win it with no guns.
How much you lose?
I only lost a little
bit. I know you didn't bet like that.
Nah, yeah, I didn't do nothing crazy. I didn't do nothing crazy because I did something crazy when Tom Brady went against
I think you were still
the Packers.
But be honest, with that bet you still was worried about? Oh, boy. So you bet, but Martin didn't bet like you normally would if you had that courage.
I didn't, you know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I didn't bet. And I had somebody going in on the bet with me.
Okay, so you like, good.
Yeah, I ain't too hurt about it.
You good.
I ain't too hurt about
but
it.
But I'm just mad I just would have made two bets. I don't feel
it,
like.
Well,
why
it
could have
been
people,
a lot worse.
I don't see. I think like in bets, most of the winning people always double up. They be like, okay, I'm going to go for the losing and the winning. You're going to double up either way. You know what I'm saying? You might lose, but you still a win. Really ain't no loss.
You canceling your bets out like that, though.
You are.
But
that ain't
the way
bad,
I know
man,
some
man.
People, not,
yeah,
they not
I'm here
gonna,
to win right. or take the L.
Yeah.
Right.
But the thing is, like.
Niggas don't like taking that L.
If you just want your money for your security, you're not going to take that. But you're going to take your one bet, right? You're going to have somebody else go take the other bet. You still win. Mm. See what I'm saying? So it's not even like, oh, I'm not a true fan. Just being smart, I think. You still like fuck with your peoples, but at the same time, you just being smart. Come on, make sense with the fucking gamble.
Snake can't roll, man.
Yeah, I know he crumbling up
yeah,
and shit.
Snake, man.
It's disgusting. That's why the backwoods is better.
Yo, niggas be talking about. Shut up, Dave. I'm minding my business over here, nigga. Like,
shut up, Dave.
God,
nah,
damn.
But you be doing. You be announcing stuff.
They got a
so
whole
when
tray.
Somebody
got,
announce what you
they
do.
They got weed on his lap.
So when somebody announce what you do,
there,
you like, shut up, Dave. What it do?
How you rolling on the tray ain't got weed on his lap?
Yeah. How you rolling on the tray and still just
slipped
out
my fingers, that's all.
Man, these people gonna look at him like, what the fuck is he doing?
Nobody's gonna look at anything.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
What you talking about?
Okay, guy. We're gonna see everything.
This nigga got four fingers like the cartoon character.
This nigga look like. Nigga like. Got, nigga got the CJ's hands on San Andreas.
San Andreas. Nobody plays that anymore, nigga.
Yes, they do. Still with the low tops hitting switches, boy, nigga.
Here we go again.
CJ, you a bust.
Yo, listen, don't bet against Brady, man. Motherfucker got seven rings. Why don't y'all watch sports?
I do.
I always want to ask y'all.
I was saying a weird time. I don't watch sports, but I'm not into sports. Because at the same time, I feel you should feel funny with it. You watch dudes in tights and stuff.
Nigga, that's one. That's not even like,
I'm just saying,
it's basketball.
Answer my question. Are you watching dudes in tights sweating, hitting each other?
You call them tights?
Call it what you want it.
I just call them pants.
I'm just answering my question. Are you watching sweaty dudes? Huh? You like looking at sweaty dudes? Is that what the fuck you like? Stop playing with me. Do you like looking at sweaty dudes? It's a sport, right? I'm just saying.
Why is the question like worded?
You feel
that way?
Uncomfortable, right?
No, I don't. I'm just saying, why you have to word it that way?
Now you question sports. I'm just saying, now you question sports.
That's every sport.
I'm just joking.
It's every sport.
I'm just joking with you.
I know you are. I'm just saying though.
I fuck with the sports though.
No, you don't. You don't
watch
shit.
Sports. I watch the ladies' sports too. I watch women basketball. I support that.
Duke of Carolina.
I support women basketball. Baseball.
Yeah.
What?
I'm watching women. Oh, why not? What's wrong with that? You watching dudes? Okay, you like that. There's nothing wrong with that. Support your team.
Support your team.
Whatever team. Right. You want.
Right.
Support your team. I'm going to do me.
I'm going to do me.
Okay?
Whatever team.
Women's sports. Women baseball, volleyball, tennis. Mm-hmm.
I like tennis, though.
You like tennis?
You know I like tennis.
All the tennis?
I like Serena.
Okay. Are you going to watch... her new movie's coming out, I think.
She got a new movie?
I ain't got no fucking
movie. I was about to say. She got a new movie?
Fucking stupid. God,
yeah, man. I'm going to watch that. You see the Wendy? The Wendy Williams
it's going to be... they're going to have a movie come out with the sisters.
I wasn't going to watch it.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Thank you. It's real shit.
It ain't out yet, though.
It ain't out there, but I think that's going to be...
Did you watch the Wendy Williams show?
I see a little bit of it, not much, though.
Did you watch it? I think Meth had some beef with him.
Oh, then she said she smashed?
Yeah.
Did he smash?
Yeah, she said she...
Like, what's going on?
Why'd she say that?
That's what she said. I don't know.
Why she coming out with that type of shit?
I don't believe her.
Why people trying to... I just feel like people trying to grab shit they shouldn't grab.
Why you don't believe her?
I really don't.
You don't think she's telling the truth?
Did you hear what the wife said? Like the wife really?
Yeah. Wendy Williams did some fucked up shit back in the day. She put their business out about them her having cancer before she got a chance to tell her family.
Oh,
right. So that happened back in the day.
I feel like you shouldn't even spread no news that really ain't your business.
That's what Wendy Williams do, man.
I understand that, but at the same time, give that person a chance to say something.
I agree.
Before you announce something, because you don't ever know what's going on in that person's life. Like, you taking a chance, like, at least show some compassion. Yeah, I understand that you doing the show. You know what I'm saying? We do shows, too. But at the same time, we let people have their opinion first before we say anything. And if we do, we just have our opinions. But it's not, you know what I'm saying... to downgrade nobody. You know what I'm saying? Just all
but
jokes.
She don't
like.
Give a fuck though. Show's based off that shit. She trying to get her. She trying to keep her views up and get her money, man. You know that.
That shit happened back in the 90s.
I don't care. I don't want to do it because she looks like a lion. She looks like the cowardly lion. I wouldn't do her. I wouldn't talk to her.
The cowardly.
Yeah, you just a lion.
Why she killed me when she come out with that tight ass dress on and some big ass sneakers on.
I don't care with tights on. Why your body like that?
Yeah, she shaped
what
like
is wrong
letter.
With your body?
She's shaped like the letter P.
You know what I'm saying?
Pretty nasty.
She was that's that anthrax.
Did you just make that one up, Dave?
Nah. That's
I'm sorry,
well
that's not
known.
The anthrax, that's the Ajax. You know what I'm saying? If any nigga know what I'm talking
she
about.
She definitely sniffing Ajax.
Okay, if any nigga know what I'm talking about. That's that Ajax.
That's her business though. Let her sniff her Ajax.
Yeah, and the body fucked it all.
You can't
up.
Be sniffing Ajax and talking about people.
Yeah, that is true on. Though, Dave. Nah, you're right. You're
that's
right.
That's why she talking about people. You sniff that Ajax, you ready to talk.
Come on, Wendy got money. She's sniffing the
I don't
pier.
Give yeah.
She's sniffing the pier. She ain't doing no Ajax.
She doing the Ajax.
Oh, nothing cut with her. Trust me.
That's what I'm they cutting it with the Ajax.
Nah, not hers.
Yes, they is.
Probably get it by the brick.
It's pure. Her nose fucked all up. Can't even sniff no more. Stupid. You stupid.
Can't even sniff no more. What, Moses?
She gang, yo. You a lion. Why would I want to see your story?
So my homie.
And then you had somebody that didn't look like you. The girl looked cute. You don't look cute. Stop lying.
The girl look cute. You
bad. Yo, stop lying. You don't look cute.
Bad representation.
You's a fucking lion. Stop lying. Pick somebody else.
You can't tell her to stop lying. She look like a lion.
She a lion.
Yeah, that is true.
You know what I mean? She
that
lying.
Is true.
Is she pretty? Is she pretty?
To somebody.
I'm asking Dave. Oh. Is she fucking pretty?
Absolutely.
Then don't say a fucking word about her. Because she's a lion. Got a face like a lion. I don't want to fuck you. Sorry.
What was you saying, Lex?
Oh, shout out to my homie Lil Uzi Vert. $24 million
Ooh,
diamond.
I've been waiting to talk about this.
You think that shit $24 million?
But Sauce Walker. Sauce Walker got the tier though.
Who?
You don't even know about that nigga. Sauce Walker, he's a Houston rapper.
Got you.
He's doing I fuck with him. He be doing things like I fuck with his music, but he got a little diamond tier.
$24 million diamond between the eyes, nigga.
That nigga's stupid.
Between the eyes, my nigga.
You talking about the Dragon Ball Z diamond?
I don't know what type of diamond. It's a little pink diamond. Now I do what I want. He put that shit right in the middle of his fucking.
That shit like a Pokemon diamond, nigga.
I just worry about the wrist, like. You bump your head and your skull or something, this shit gonna rip your fucking skull off.
I'm like, is this shit gonna get infected?
It looks infected.
It do. It look like it's sick.
He look infected.
Like, you gonna die, nigga? You know what I'm saying? Like a COVID stamp. That's what the fuck it look like.
Uzi wildin', boy.
Nah, tell him to come to East Side of Ville.
When you got money, you can do.
I do too, but.
I fuck Uzi, so you can do whatever
you do what you
want. Somebody's gonna wanna snatch that.
You can do whatever you want.
That's
money.
Why I don't think it's 22. What is it, 24
mil? 24 mil.
I don't think he has
first of all,
enough
I don't
money.
Think, like, he going to be in that situation when somebody's snatching.
You don't
like,
think Uzi got that type of money?
No, I'm saying I don't think he has that. Has enough money to be walking around with security like that. You know what I mean? You got 24 million on your head. That means that's fucking 24 hours security. You better.
Yeah, he got that.
But I just feel like he's good everywhere.
Not for long.
I think some people
his shit be selling, bro.
I feel you.
He might his shit be selling.
He might be good everywhere.
Yeah.
Why am I drinking this?
Might be good everywhere, man. If a nigga wanna take your head off, and they gonna take your head off.
Yes, I'm not that's saying niggas it's will cool. not try you, Dave. I'm not saying that. But at the same time, I feel like certain niggas move smart. I feel like he moves smart. Everybody know he's not a scary nigga.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? He
you ain't gotta be.
You gotta be scary when a gun is on you.
But I'm just saying. I think he just moved different. I just never seen him in a predicament. And some people, I'm not saying they don't end up in that predicament. Mm-hmm. So we done seen a lot of people end up in there and be like, what the fuck? Especially Bootsy and Benny. I never thought that. Like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? So
recipes, Nip.
Yeah, even Nip, you know what I'm saying? So, a lot of soldiers that passed away never, you know what I'm saying, thought they was end up in that situation.
Moses, somebody want to snatch that between the eyes, man. Was he creating that like his third eye?
I feel like he was just creative. A lot of these niggas like
it's that Illuminati creative shit, man.
Nah, I feel like it's a talk piece. You know what I'm saying? Like, anything a nigga do, man, it's a talk piece. You're going to get more ratings and everything. That's what you want. In the business they in, that's what they want. You don't, you'll never understand that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to look at it, oh, what the fuck?
I don't
want
to understand
that. Yeah. Man. I understand that. But I'm just saying,
bro.
I'm just saying, look at it now. A nigga put out something. Look at it, how it boosts up. Most of this shit is just for the view.
I'm still
it's to get you talking.
I'm still questioning all the tattoos the young niggas want to put
on
their face.
That shit bullshit. I ain't just gonna do some shit for some views, my nigga.
Yeah.
Put a diamond in my forehead.
24 mil.
Nah, I'm not saying he doing it for the views.
24 mil.
I feel like that's just him. That's the way he is. You know what I'm saying? Like, certain clothes nigga wear, like, that's a certain way they is. Like, you can't do nothing about it. 150,000 did the same thing. You couldn't do nothing about it. You still respect him. Like,
listen,
you know what I'm saying?
That's his prerogative. I ain't mad at him. He got bread. He can spend his money how he want.
Yeah, do what you want.
You know what I mean?
I do what I want. That's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
So he's doing what he want.
I respect
him. Show and prove. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, a nigga got his own lane. Like, it's his own swag. Fuck it. Why is you hating on it?
Shout out to Uzi.
Yeah, Dave, don't be stealing no more.
It's still like a Goku.
Don't be stealing no more land from my house no more, Dave.
He's still like you powering up. I right. fuck with him, but he's like you powering up.
Dave, don't steal no more land from my house.
Shut up, nigga. I heard you the first time. Shut up. Ain't nobody stealing shit.
Nigga going home with plates, Moses.
Or what, nigga?
I'm a landman, man.
You don't even remember what happened last night. Shut up.
So he probably slept with the lamb. I just feel like he cuddled up with the lamb. Like,
never cuddled up
yeah,
with the lamb.
Yeah, he cuddled up with the lamb.
I never cuddled with the
lamb.
This lamb
is so nice.
And kissed the lamb
yeah,
too?
Yeah.
Like, fuck out of here. Yeah. Yo, this nigga talking to me, Dave. Yeah, yeah. Get the fuck out of here.
Yo, Dave, this nigga was talking greasy to the lamb.
Talking greasy to
the lamb. And then he slapping on his cheeks.
You olive-based thumb lamb. Mm. I love you, lamb.
Salmon was good.
You had the salmon wrapped up?
No, nigga.
And sea bass?
Wild caught shit. You know how we do, nigga. Hey, I watched...
You need to try to do something different with the salmon, though.
Nah, I just throw it right on the grill.
I'm just saying. It's
I
a
love
lot
it off the grill, bro.
I'm just saying...
That's the healthiest way to eat.
For you, like, yes, the grill. But have you ever did... grilled salmon with the pasta.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Like, switch it up. Have the salmon salad.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. I'm going to have to switch it up. I'm going to try. I'm going to do something different.
Salmon wrap.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
I just like to have my little sides, my little broccoli or my
the reason
asparagus
I say that because,
or my corn. You know what I'm saying?
Now
and
you
I'm good.
I'm just saying, now you a cook, right?
No,
you
I'm
cooking?
Not.
No, you're a cook.
I'm not a cook. I just like to grill.
Listen, to what I'm saying, you're a cook. You love to cook, right?
Yeah.
It makes you happy. You're a cook. The thing is, when you cook and you do different things, it opens up your mind. You know what I'm saying? That's
mm-hmm.
all I'm saying. Like you feel just better because you be like, oh shit, I did that. So you might even come up with something that nobody else came up with. Just because you like salmon. You see what I'm saying?
I like lamb too.
And you doing your lamb thing now.
Lamb be fire. Ain't that right, Dave?
Did you?
Look. Nigga gonna take some shit home, but he ain't gonna say nothing on the pod with it.
Can
nigga.
I talk, nigga? Calm the fuck down.
Shit,
yeah, I know. Shit. Okay, so it was trash.
Yeah. I like the way you talking, right?
It was trash.
What did you
I gave
just,
it to Henny.
You were just hungry.
Henny enjoyed it.
She didn't. Oh, okay.
She enjoyed
damn,
it.
Damn, you see how my nigga Dave do me, bro?
Did he try to put the salt on it like Salt Bae?
I don't know what he did wrong. I hope he didn't have no salt rolling off them dusty ass elbows again.
What's this nigga like, talking about, man?
He said, did you do it like Salt Bae, nigga? Salt Bae rolled the salt off his fucking elbow, nigga.
But that's, would you eat that shit at the, like?
Off his sweaty elbow, like, nigga, no, nigga.
I'm not even fucking with you.
Soul Baby's feeding niggas with forks in their mouth and shit.
But you see how? But you see what Future did? And Future was like,
nah.
Yeah, like, he just kept like, yo, don't feed me, nigga.
Right, don't feed me.
I will fucking smack.
Don't feed me.
I'm not your bitch.
You know what I mean?
That's
nigga hit him with the airplane.
She can't feed you?
No, I'm talking about Soul Bae, a nigga, nigga. Soul Bae. I don't. Yeah, she can feed me.
They said, fuck.
What the hell are you talking about? Me. You can't feed me? You let Salt Bae feed you. Nah, you let him throw steak in your mouth. Yeah. Ah, he throw zucchini in your mouth.
You talking about like play
you
cat?
You a bitchy hey, nigga.
Like play cat?
So he throw zucchini in your mouth. I like it. Do it again.
Ain't no steak in your mouth. Me, nigga.
Yo,
don't touch me.
This nigga. Do your fucking job.
Fuck out of here, nigga.
Nigga, throw
what you got on your list over there, Moses?
Niggas throwing steak in your mouth.
Huh?
I know you got some shit on your list over
nah,
there.
Nah, I got something.
I know you got some shit over there.
If, about the fuck Shorty put the condom on and she said she don't want the condom on, what you gonna do? Cause it's risking that shit.
Like, you talking about like this off the first rip?
This is probably we can go like 3 weeks. Let's make it tough.
So we've been fucking Shorty for 3 weeks, and she like, all right, no more. We want the raw dog.
Yeah. Nah, I want the raw.
I might risk it. I think I might risk it.
You'll risk it.
I think I might risk it. If like, I get a cool enough vibe order,
so you get
and
the
I understand
bump.
Her a little bit.
So you get the bump and everything else.
I'm just saying I might risk it. I might risk it.
But do you... I'm just saying, if you risk that, then shit happens.
This shit is what happens.
I say. This is what I say. If you risk that, shit happens. If you're going to try to stay with her, because that's the only shorty you're going to hit.
Try to stay with her if shit happens?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Nah, we ain't doing that.
You already faked it. You a zombie. You a zombie. So you gotta
you're
be with
zombie.
A zombie couple.
Nah.
Zombiness.
Nah. Man, keep that condom on, doggies.
Y'all niggas y'all know y'all would risk it after 3 weeks.
Nah.
After a month, you fucking with Shorty? You ain't gonna take the risk?
Is that my girl or what?
I
could be fucking the bitch for 3 weeks like, and we not be my Shorty.
It's not
nigga.
Your Shorty. It's somebody you fucking.
Oh, nah, I ain't doing that then. Nah. I'm thinking it's your Shorty.
No.
Oh, nah. She's still out here loosey goosey? Nah. Nah, I can't do that. I'm sorry.
No. Just because that risk, man. Niggas not, I'm saying, like, niggas want to say, yeah, and I ain't trying to be funny. Everybody know niggas.
But niggas be raw dogging.
I'm not, yeah, see, we know
off
some niggas
strength.
That don't care. Like,
off the strength.
Nigga, they'll say what the fuck, and then they be like, nigga, can't wait to tell you I hit it raw dog.
Then they don't want to tell you they got burned in the process.
Then yeah. Nigga, fuck that.
In the process, they don't want to tell that part though.
Fuck wrong with you? Nah, nothing.
Nigga walking funny.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm telling you,
hate
man.
The piss.
Especially now,
Mr. Peabody.
Shit. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to think back, be like, yo, this was. The decision I made. And I fucked up.
We told you ever got STD?
Yeah.
You ever got STD?
Yeah.
And we all got STD, so we was nasty.
Trash.
At one point.
Trash.
I think.
Trash. Never wanted it again.
Not even though you can work hard, still can bust. You can do whatever. And
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? In the situations, it don't matter. Like, you just still got to be safe with that person. I'm saying you want to be freaky. Yeah, be freaky. But just be safe.
Freaky, but be safe. How freaky you talking?
You a so nasty freak.
Don't
worry about what I do.
Look.
You sniff cane booty.
Is safe freaky, though?
You a sniff cane booty. Like, what? Huh?
Yes, I've done that before. Yeah, yes. You I've done
lick
that
booty sniff cane. So
you still don't eat ass?
No, why?
Baby, that so I ain't got nothing.
I know it's what's like.
Don't state what I do, my nigga. You just talk about what you do.
So what's like? Like little pudding.
Liver pudding is way better than ass. I'm gonna tell you that right now.
I don't like
liver
pudding.
I like
liver
pudding.
You like ass better. Okay, I feel you. I feel you, dog. Whatever you like.
Maybe I do.
I don't like liver pudding.
I don't.
But when you put the two butt cheeks, it's delicious. It's pudding.
It's pudding.
I like it like jello.
It's pudding. It's hilarious.
You put the X pill in the booty hole and lick it.
Hey. That's tough. That's a tough one right there.
Yo. Niggas told me some stories.
What happened?
I'm not telling you that, man.
What
business.
You mean? You ain't got to say nobody's name.
I'm just saying, like, niggas done did that. Would you do that?
Put the X pill on her ass?
In the booty.
In the booty?
And then suck it out. Like a booty sucker.
Yeah, I probably would do some shit like that. Like a booty. I probably would do some wild shit like that.
This nigga's nasty. Sure, if you put an E pill in Shorty butt, that E pill belongs to her now. You know what I mean? Ain't no need to suck it out.
We're gonna try to get it out.
Why would you try to get it out? You let her.
She likes it.
You let it rock in her.
That's
nigga.
What she wants. Yeah. She likes that shit.
He like it.
She like you to take, nigga. You just take your own. You give her hers in her butt.
I'm saying, what if she like for me to, you know, and that like try to get it out? You ain't gonna do that for her?
No,
you ain't gonna do that.
I put an E pill in Shorty butt. It's staying in her butt, nigga. I'm not sucking that.
She might like
butt.
The feeling of you trying to.
My nigga, I could do that without putting an E pill in her butt.
Well, nigga. I know that, but she want the
but
whole
on,
shebang.
Dave, somebody famous would had an E pill in their butt and told you to suck it out.
No,
with
my
you.
Nigga, what we doing? I'm taking.
I'm just
wait,
what? Somebody famous?
Oh, famous.
My nigga, you suck. You like sucking turds?
Mm-mm.
Okay then, nigga. You just get the fuck out of here. I'm looking for the E-pill. No, nigga. There's no E-pill in there.
Meow, 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 meow. Search and destroy. Search and destroy.
Yeah, all right.
No booty.
All right, whatever. Moses don't
now you just
ass.
Like
it's
to
cool.
Suck pellets out of bitches' butts. Mm.
That's a shapey nose, too.
He's a fucking sicko.
He ain't booty as shit.
That's why you it's can't not. Grow a fucking beard, nigga.
It's a shapey nose, too.
He's sucking.
It'll shape you. I'm all right. I'm done with this nigga.
No. Your nose is going to start shaping. Look, your nose has been different. Look at the pictures before then and look at them now. And look how your nose is. And just let me know. If
Moses, I'm just talking. Stop looking at me. How about that, nigga? What the fuck is you talking about, nigga? Don't look at me no more, nigga. Look to the right or some shit.
No, like, it's a documentary. They're gonna be like, he's a booty eater, because they know
because
you know.
Because of the shape of my nose.
Yeah.
I'm fucking done with noses, Dave. Like, who the fuck is this nigga?
Great
booty eater.
Y'all ready for Valentine's Day? What y'all getting her?
Candy. Big ass bear.
They still accepting that shit?
Yeah, that's it.
Bears and shit?
Pay bills.
I said bears. And it's bear.
Pay bills.
Oh, you paying bills? Are you tricking?
No. I hear that.
And my nigga tricking. You know he got it.
Nah, if it's somebody you care about, it's not tricking. Valentine's Day is for somebody you care about, not no fucking trick. Why would you get a trick something for Valentine's Day? You stupid. Let's condom. Got something for you, just Magnum. Come on, let's get it.
First of all, you using a condom on Valentine's Day? Valentine's Day is trash.
Oh.
I'm telling you that right now. I'm telling you.
I like Dave, we were just like talking
about. No, I know, but that's your shorty. We talking about your shorty.
We're talking about your shorty.
You know what I mean? You use it.
Everybody's Valentine ain't their shorty.
I'm talking about your shorty, dog.
Okay.
That's not your Valentine. That's what I just said. That's just a hit off.
Niggas out here be, nah. Niggas be out here be friends with
people. Yeah, that's some niggas confused.
Like, oh, will you be my Valentine? They be like, okay, yeah, for the night.
Would you be my Valentine? I've never even asked that.
Well, I haven't either, nigga. I'm just telling you what I hear. Valentine. Telling you what I hear out here in these streets.
Would you be my Valentine?
You want to be my Valentine?
How do they do it?
That's what, like I just said. You want to be my Valentine? I don't know. Maybe, yo, maybe shorty. Not. I'm going to check off yes or no.
You ain't got no
nigga,
titties.
Shut up, hold up, man. Shut up.
That's what it sounds like, though, bro. I'll send you a letter. You write me back. Like, come on, man.
Send you
remember
a letter?
Those in school? Yeah, yeah. You used to get letters in school from chicks.
I was
from
trash,
chicks.
Bro. I didn't know.
You
girls
ain't no
didn't like, girls didn't
you
like
get
me.
The, you used to get the crazy. Hold on.
You ugly now, nigga. What are you talking about?
I was cool.
You remember the crazy letters with the
I was an ugly duckling.
Yo, I was ugly as fuck.
I don't care what he told me. Yeah.
I'm telling you.
You know what I'm saying? Okay, yeah. You're ugly. Everybody knows that. But you remember the notes?
Fucking ugly.
Folded up crazy.
Yeah.
Damn, yeah.
I used to watch,
trying to fold them shits yeah. back.
Well, I used to watch all,
I used to hate them shits.
I used to watch all my homies get those.
That's why
so
you
was
the
bitching.
Way you are.
Yeah, yeah. You was like a little bitch.
Yeah.
All right, listen. All that bitch shit is going to relax,
no,
my
just
nigga.
Saying, like, cause
you
said,
I was never that.
Listen.
I was never that.
Listen what you said. Listen. I'm
I
not,
used to watch my homies.
I'm not, yeah. Listen how you said.
I was just saying because I
listen,
wasn't getting them.
Listen what I'm saying to you.
You never got one little folded
nah,
up letter.
Man, ain't
nigga.
But I ain't fuck with them neither, though, Dave. I thought they was
the
on my cousin.
The thing is... My nigga.
Regardless, you
no,
should have got one.
Wait a minute. The thing is, his eyes wasn't open. It's always with some girl.
Yeah. Might not have been the one he wanted.
But you probably didn't know. And
oh, okay, yeah, I might got one or two then.
Yeah, no, might have been the one you wanted. Mm. I mean, I count the ones I ain't want, nigga. I'm counting them all, baby.
Yeah,
I
count them all.
No.
But not even the ones he didn't know about that looked good that you don't know about. That might want to talk to you, but they're not going to say nothing because, what, they were shy.
Why is that? Why they don't say nothing?
Because at the same time, you were shy, too.
You just shy.
You didn't
tell,
know.
You like women to
come
shoot.
Come on.
Shoot
back then,
shot?
You talking about shooting shots back then. Nobody
yeah,
know about shooting
school,
shots.
Nigga.
We were trying to figure it out, nigga.
You right.
Nobody
you
knew. You know what I'm saying?
Shot,
I told you. I thought all of them my cousins.
We do business in living life.
There we go. Down in the South. I just moved down in the South from New York.
All of them my cousins.
I think they are my cousins. I guess I should be trying the white girls.
Yeah, you should try something, man.
The thing is, you should ask questions. If you really want it, man, like, you should ask questions.
Well, I was more so into chasing money, too, so I wasn't even.
That's the thing.
I wasn't
like,
even
you
thinking
was,
about.
My nigga, we talking about from grade school. You wasn't chasing money from grade school.
I was selling fucking firecrackers, nigga, in grade school.
I got you.
Like, what are you talking
no doubt,
about?
No doubt. I ain't mad at you.
Yeah, you was stupid.
Fuck you, Moses.
I ain't had no girl. Yo, what the fuck is you
that's
talking
what he
about?
Said. That came from his mouth.
Yo, Dave, this your
I can't
nigga.
Be mad at him. He told
this
me. He told me first.
Did you cry for him? Certain shit, I cry for niggas. No, for real. Stop laughing, Dave. Certain shit I cry for niggas. Like, you didn't have no girl? What you were doing with your life? What you doing back
He was
there?
Hustling. I was shedding that shit.
I did not say that.
You know what I mean?
I
was shedding that shit. Shit, I was this
no.
big. I was shedding
no.
it.
Said that.
That's what he said.
No.
I'm a hustler.
If you was a hustler, you still would got it, because... Shorty gonna come
He was
by.
Selling that shit. He wasn't in the bitches. That's what he said.
Yo. He was looking stupid selling that shit.
Firecrackers.
Man. I know.
Okay.
I know.
In your head.
What happened with you, Dave? You enjoyed your letters when you got them or something?
So what, you had to five for 10?
I would never send...
I don't know what the fuck this is.
I would never send letters back because my handwriting was bad. That was my whole thing. Like, you're supposed to send something back. You know what I mean? It's like, boom, boom, boom. And whether it wasn't, it didn't have to be fucking folded like hers was. But read it, write
that,
a little
It probably wasn't even giving a fuck about the handwriting, though. My handwriting's trash, too.
I was self-conscious trash, about my handwriting.
But you know what I used to do? I just get another shorty writing for me.
See, look.
Yeah, that's pimping. Yeah, that's pimping. Right, you doing pimping shit. Nah, I know you're pimping like that, Moses. Explain
it's
more.
It's just people like that was your, like, I don't know. I was just a person to interact. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. From the shit I've been through, I was just a person to interact with people. So I always had, like, one of the friends, little white girl, Holly talked to, but just cool with her. Make sure nobody fuck with her. You see what I'm saying? So she do stuff for me and stuff like that. I don't know. I was different, bro. Like, I'm just on a mindset.
Well, I don't celebrate Valentine's Day.
Why?
Because.
I'm just saying.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that's how I should let all this shit.
Anyway.
I don't think it's good, but it's good conversation.
What's wrong with Valentine's Day? Why don't you celebrate it?
Because it's another reason for you to want me to spend money. I can take care of my girl all year round.
No, fuck that.
It's the thought.
It don't matter about the money, man.
Right. It's the
money don't really fucking matter. Let me tell you something.
But I can get my girl flowers all year round. I can get her chocolate. All I can do that shit year round.
Let me tell you something.
What I'm saying is, if your girl likes that shit, do it. If it's gonna make her happy. Do it, nigga. That's it. I don't give a fuck about what you talking about. Yo, I spend money all the time. If she likes that,
it's not even about spending money. I'm just saying.
But that's the thing. But
you
just
understand that. I understand that. But I understand that. But if she feels like that day is special, and do something. That's it. Just fucking do it.
That don't matter about the
fucking money. It ain't about you. That day ain't about you.
When you
the day ain't about you, bro. Just fucking do it.
Let me tell you something.
That wasn't that. This is recent.
I
don't celebrate.
Hold on.
I used to celebrate it.
Can I talk?
Okay, that's recently.
We didn't say that because money doesn't matter. Because at the same time, when you leave here, you're not gonna have it. You can pass it on, but you can pass it on, but still, the person you pass on to, they still gonna have debt.
Oh, they can fuck it up.
I'm just saying from the shit that you go through, like do shit you go through. Opportunity in the real life situation, state gonna still have debt no matter what. You know what I'm saying? Just because of the way the government and shit is. But the thing is, like, life is short. Enjoy your life, bro. Yeah.
No, all I'm saying is, if you shorty like it,
then do it.
Yeah,
do it.
And it's just
if
like,
she's cool
you know
with y'all
yeah.
not celebrating it, then that's fine. Then.
I think
you
just,
lit.
It's just bad for a part. Somebody come by and be like, "Yo, we did something. You didn't do nothing."
It don't take, you know what I mean? It don't take too much effort to, if you know your partner, to give them something that they like. Make them feel special for
sometimes
that.
Sometimes people
for that fucking day of
love
that time
Valentine's Day because it's something like really special.
It's bullshit, though.
It's definitely
bullshit.
That's what I'm saying. It's trash.
But at the same
time, it's trash.
It's trash.
It's fucking trash. It's
but
trash.
Be honest, it's good to see your person that you fucking with to see.
And then what do
you
they,
do?
What,
hold
what,
on. Do something different for her. And she like, okay, every year, because this is a holiday, right?
You got to know your partner,
different.
Though. You know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah,
partner,
like, it's,
exactly.
It's good.
I know your partner.
I fucks with that.
And then what do they give you? What do the men get?
The same old pussy from last night. Leftover pussy. It'd be the same shit. You know what would be good?
Leftover pussy. Right. Why you gotta be leftover?
You know what would be good? Another pussy. You know what I mean? Yo, add another pussy to that. But, you know, it's cool. It's cool.
I agree with you.
No,
man,
it's cool.
No,
I'm just, bro. It's nice, but at the same time, like,
now if it's gonna cause problems.
Those emotions are different.
And just be,
yeah,
honestly,
you's
to be
a nasty
honest,
boy.
That's just my shorty.
Nah, I be chilling.
The connection.
You know what I'm saying, you would probably want to kiss shorty and all that.
Nah,
you can't. You can't kiss it.
And you want to live.
You got. I got got an E-pill for you.
No, nigga.
And she's like, what are you doing?
You trying to suck an E-pill out the wrong butt, nigga.
Yeah, look.
Marriage over. It's over.
I mean the booty.
Right. Everybody like their booty here.
This is different booty.
Oh my God. And then it's over from there.
It tastes like bacon.
It remind me. You remind me of a girl.
Yeah, you look like
Well then,
more of the story is
the more of the story. He's a B2K nigga. Bump bump bump.
Jesus Christ. I don't even know what that means, but
I don't want to know what it means.
I'm rolling with it.
Bump, bump, bump.
Yeah, wear a condom, bro. You gonna get
please,
that?
Please, please, please. Say
it. What's the name of that song? Bump, bump, bump. Okay.
Yeah, I want to see your body go bump, bump, bump.
Yo, Mose, what you got on your list over there, bro?
Nothing. You freaking whore.
No, that's you.
Never that.
That's you, man.
Never done. I ain't got nothing, no.
I ain't got nothing. How you feel about men using baby wipes after they take a shit?
There's nothing wrong with that.
Ain't nothing wrong
with
that.
Keep your ass clean, nigga.
That's it.
What the fuck is you talking about?
Nah, man.
You thought people were going to say, oh, no, this is stupid, man. Clean. That is fucking dumb.
Clean your ass, nigga.
Clean your ass.
I'm not mad at it either.
You having nothing. My nigga, man, you old enough having shitty drawers, you be shaming yourself.
Yeah, it's dope.
Having streaks now. You don't be shaming yourself. Shame on you, streak man.
Streak man.
Ah! You a streaker? Underwear streaker.
I thought y'all was gonna be against it. I was gonna recommend it.
Well, nigga, clean your little dirty ass, nigga. Yeah.
Get that shit
I got wipes in my bathroom.
Okay.
What you talking about? When she get crazy?
Yeah. I just got. I ain't gonna lie though. Just not too long ago, got up on that before,
right, before COVID.
Right. I was like, yo, it do make sense. Trick Daddy. I was listening to Trick Daddy. He was
use wet
about
ones.
Yo, I was like,
that was from back in the day, man.
Yeah.
That was from like the 2000s. Dude. Remember he did the MTV Cribs?
Oh my God, yeah.
Needed him. Mm-hmm. Ain't mad at the shit though.
This nigga, he thought niggas was gonna be walking around with shitty asses.
I thought y'all niggas, like you said, streak man.
Yeah, I mean, I don't carry fucking wet wipes on me or nothing like that.
You don't keep it in your merch?
I don't have. Come on, dog. That's you, nigga.
I don't have no merch. That's Moses. You know Moses got a merch.
What? You gay?
What? What? How I become gay now? Nah, like, wait,
just,
what?
I'm sorry. This is back in the day shit. Don't disrespect.
Yeah. Shout out to the gays.
Yeah.
You got on your fucking list over there?
Nothing.
Oh, you was serious.
You gay?
Oh, you ain't shit.
Excuse me.
God bless you. You know Jesus loves you.
Yeah. Jesus do love me. He loves you too, brother.
I don't know, bro.
Brethren?
I don't know.
People call you brethren if you feel safe.
I don't like when white people call me brother.
Hey, come here, brother.
Now that's funny. You don't like that shit?
I don't like that shit.
Dave. Hey, come here, brother.
I'm just keeping
come
it.
Come try some of this pork over here.
I'm keeping it 100.
We got some vegetables over here. You come on here, brother. You get some loving. Get some loving, brother.
Maybe like, thanks, brother. No, I hate that shit. I don't like that shit. I don't know if it's because of the movie John Q, when dude put the emphasis on brother. You know what I mean? Like, it just sounded racial to me. I don't like it. Sorry.
See, you can't go by that. Because some country niggas do say shit like that, so...
Yeah, this nigga said, I don't like when white people call me brother.
Older white people.
Older white
people.
Wow. Nah, I mean,
Does they fuck with you like them niggas that be saying like?
Nah, you don't call me brother.
You can hear in the tone. Like if you don't.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
nah, they don't. But like, it's like they trying to be polite.
That's like niggas calling you boy and shit. Don't call me boy.
Yeah, I think that too. He would say that.
I'm a grown man.
Like, I ain't trying to be funny. He wouldn't say brother. Yeah. Like, he would say boy. He come here, boy. Like, what the fuck?
My homie hates buddy. He's like, don't call me buddy. I ain't your fucking buddy, nigga. Just like I ain't that old ass white man's brother. You feel me, nigga? Get the fuck out of here. What you want me to do out here?
Lex is not a brother to you.
Older white people.
Man.
I'm not a brother. And my white friends call me brother because we all brothers. Like, I fuck, you know, we fuck with
just
each other.
The older ones.
Yeah.
It, like, rub you, nah.
Like, we don't know each other. So don't call me brother. Fuck out of here.
Don't call you brother.
That's what it is, man. I'm about to get the fuck out of here. I ain't fucking with you niggas.
You stupid.
If shorty make more money than you, this is a problem.
If she make more money.
Niggas be having really issues with that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Especially if somebody know.
I'll be honest.
I don't want her making more money.
They
would
than
never
me.
Hold on. They would never say nothing, but like when somebody finds out, they'd be like, what the fuck?
It depends on your partner. If shorty gonna throw it in your face, then no.
Right.
If she gonna be cool and everybody, you know what I mean? Boom, boom.
When you say throwing in your face, what do you mean?
Like if you get into an argument, she brings it up. Type shit. Because women do stuff like
why
that.
Why do you, like, women what I hate, why do they bring shit up when company around? Don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, have the argument with me. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the problem. Have the argument with me. Don't have it with everybody to fuck around, because you know I'm about that the fucking fool. Right. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to.
All right, so listen, we're going to say it. I'm going to say it.
What happened?
Dave gonna say it. Let me get this
okay,
bottle.
We had an instance where we were together, and a couple started arguing.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And shorty started getting real disrespectful. Mm. Now I don't know the husband's his situation. He could have been down on his luck around that time. He could have lost his job because of COVID.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
I don't know what their situation was. But shorty came out. She was drunk and she aired this nigga out talking about, fuck you. I pay all the bills.
You don't pay for shit, motherfucker.
You can pack your shit and leave.
All that shit, bro.
Yo, but like.
So what I'm saying is, with that said, like, if you got to know your partner. That's it at the end of the day. You know what I mean?
I feel like,
Well, let me say this real quick, Moses.
Okay. And why,
I don't want
and
her
wait,
making
hold on,
more money than
hold
me.
On. Wait, if shorty, and if shorty make more money than you, you better watch your fucking tone.
That's a fact. See, that's a fact.
And niggas don't know how to watch. You niggas don't want to hear that shit.
Ego. I don't want her making more money than me, but it wouldn't bother me neither. Because of the grind I have instilled in me anyway. Like, mm-hmm. I ain't gonna stop. It's just more powerful if you is making.
Like, it'll make you wanna get some more money.
Yeah, that's it.
That's all.
Thanks for the fucking inspiration. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Let's keep it going. Let's keep grinding. That's how I look at it.
Listen, I would love to find me a woman that make more money than me and wanna treat me. I ain't never really been treated.
Take me on vacay.
I keep it 100. I never been treated. So I would love that.
Okay.
But you know what I mean? That day she start throwing it in my face, it's gonna be an issue.
I can agree with that.
Cause you ain't gotta do that. It ain't about that. You making more money. I'm glad you make more money.
Thank you for making more money. Right. God damn it.
Now let me hold some.
You feel me?
If you let me hold some, I'll let you talk to me a little crazy. Just a little bit.
Let me.
Nah,
let
man.
You gonna let her talk to you crazy?
Just a little bit. If she let me hold some.
What's a little bit?
Just a little bit.
You like, just what's the stupid craziest ass she can here. Say? Yeah, I'm gonna come here.
Nah.
She call you a bitch ass nigga?
Nah. Not in public, in the bedroom.
You a bitch ass? Yeah, I'm the bitch.
Yeah.
You stupid.
Oh, not in public. We can't do that in public. I hold your purse, though. Hold your purse.
You're going to steal something out of it, too, though. That's the problem with you, Dave. What you had to say, Moses?
We got cards now. You know what I mean? Had this whole bitch decked out.
What I feel is like you got you a strong queen. If she make more money than you, that's a good thing.
Strong queen.
To me. It just should empower you to be a king and step up. I think, you know what I'm saying? I think you would. You know what I'm saying? Like, step up. It's not a competition with your spouse. Don't think that. You know what I'm saying? Because that's not going to work. If y'all got that competition, it's really not going to work because you're going to fall out. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. But just that shit that I ain't trying to be funny. Like Beyonce said, upgrade. Just like upgrading like that. Like, you'll feel like a top dude. So you'll be on your shit. Like, I feel like you'll love her more.
But Beyonce can't upgrade, nigga.
But I'm just saying, like,
I know, I'm fucking with you.
I mean,
in the circumstances, hold on.
Fuck you, nigga.
Damn. Yeah. Wow. Dirty water, nigga. What's up?
Now I fall if I get my shit.
This nigga shut me up.
Go. Now I fall if I get my, fall if I get my shit.
Nigga said, shush, nigga. Hey, bro.
But in the circumstance, I think you can know your shit. You shouldn't, even if you don't, like, you shouldn't be ashamed. Like, if something go wrong, it's your fault. Like, because she was doing the shit. Honestly, like, she make more than you. She's in that field probably, like, you don't know about. That's another thing, like, she's in a field that you don't know about. You can make money any kind of way, but she's in a good field, so enjoy it, embrace it. I think you should encourage her, but
this is just,
if she comes with the bullshit like fine. Old Shorty did at the party, my nigga, I'm going.
Just
a rap. Like, ain't trying to be funny. If you and I know, like, you ain't, if you doing that, you really no queen.
You don't do
anyway.
That shit in public.
Yeah, like, you ain't no queen no way. You, I need to separate myself. Because you gonna keep doing that, I feel like.
Don't get me wrong. Niggas have arguments. You know, and yeah, she was drunk.
Yeah.
But, you know, of course.
Don't that, let that seem be like the she, thing. Like,
seemed like
thing.
That shit. It seemed like that they've been having that issue for a while.
Mm. And that's the thing. Like, it's gonna come out when it's drunk, right, but like. Right.
But it's.
I think you should hold your composure.
But that alcohol always plays a big part in shit.
Because we didn't. You gotta understand, like, okay, they might be used to it, right? But at the same time, when we don't know people, why is you spreading?
Yeah,
out
nah. The
you
thing,
see what I'm
yeah, I understand that. The thing is, nigga, we was guests.
Yeah,
we was guests, and it came out. Everybody else was family around there.
You see what I mean?
You don't do that shit around guests.
Yeah.
You don't do that shit around family. You keep that shit within the, you know what I mean? I
keep that shit in the house, man.
Keep that shit in the house. But, you know.
Let's try to keep it in the house.
And when you keep it in the house, keep it away from the kids.
I would love to be treated. I'm just throwing that.
Yeah, if you got kids, like, treat
me. Nah, I'm just saying. I would love to do it.
I feel you.
If you got kids, try to keep it away from the kids. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, that's another thing. Let's keep the arguments down around the kids because it affects the kids.
Facts.
They always
one thing I admire about my parents. They are divorced, but they never argued around me.
Yeah,
never seen it.
That's good.
So that really, I knew shit was rocky because I can feel the tension, but I never seen them argue.
Yeah,
I mean they kept that shit behind closed doors in their room or whatever they argued. And then I found out shit later on. I was like, oh, you know, niggas is on some bullshit. Yeah, I mean, but, you know.
It is what it is, though.
People are people at the end of the day. You know
they were still good parents. You turned out all right.
Oh, yeah, I turned out.
Yeah, my parents the same way. They ain't divorced, you know what I mean? But, you know, I ain't see them argue neither at the same time growing up.
That changes a lot because I see... relationships and people arguing in front of their kids, and it I can see the effect that it has on the kids.
Yeah,
the kids start choosing sides, and then
it affects the kids. I think I've seen I was a kid that seen one argument, and it was just like my parents were going through it. So, but that was the only time. Any other time, like not like now, it's different. Even with my baby mama, like I said, try not to, but sometimes it happens. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not, even if we go to the room, it might get to a point where we yell. And then I just probably shut down because I'm like, I can't do it. You know what I'm saying? I'm forgetting my son is listening. Because that's what you do. He'll probably listen and be like, what's that? You know what I'm saying? I got to tell him and explain to him. And tell him, like, you know what I'm saying? I love your moms always. You know what I'm saying? So it's a different situation. You know what I'm saying? So especially with the baby moms. Love your baby moms. Not with her, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I got love for her because I had my son with her. So I'm always going to love her, but I'm not
in love with her.
You know what I'm saying? I got you.
Yeah. Shout out to the single mothers. Shout out to the baby mamas.
And shout out to the baby mamas.
Shout out to our black queens. Shout out to the other races of queens also. You know what I mean? Our Latino queens, our white queens.
All I'm saying, if you...
Asian queens.
Shorty, if you feel...
Black queens the most, though. Yeah.
The most.
If you feel that way, important, have that conversation to that person by themselves.
And take care of your fucking kids.
Or the same time with the dudes. Dudes be doing that, too. Like, have the person...
Take care of your fucking kids.
Yeah, again, take care of your kids, man.
Got to.
Take care of your fucking kids, man.
Somebody, Russell Wilson, them niggas.
You know I just mean? Seen something in the story.
Shout out to Russell Wilson.
I said, niggas, kids, you know kids getting kidnapped out here. I seen some shit last week in the news, right there on Ramsey Street. Kids playing outside. Snatched them up. But they took them up the street real quick and dropped them off. Like, luckily.
Little nigga must have been annoying.
That's why I hate Dave.
Shout out to the annoying kids, man. All them parents that think they kids is hard-headed, those are niggas that's not getting kidnapped.
The kid told him who daddy was. You know what I mean? Drop this nigga off.
My daddy is Lexington. Drop him off right now.
Yo. Drop this nigga off. Yeah, no. Now. No, just fuck
me. Leave my kids alone.
Lexington got kids on the Merc.
Shout out to the Merc, man. Shout out to the Merc.
Shout out to the Merc, man.
Shout out to the east side of the Ville, nigga.
I already know.
Let's get the fuck out of here. What is the 914, right, Dave?
Yeah, shout out to the Westchester County. Nigga. You already know. White Plains, Mount Vernon, Yonkers, New Rochelle.
God damn it. Scarsdale.
Elmsford.
All that shit.
PC.
This nigga love yelling out Yonkers.
I have to.
Not from there.
Eastsideville, nigga.
You're not from there.
What do you mean? Greenberg. Plymouth Street, Sapona Road, Cedar Creek, all that shit. Eastover. Vanda.
CT.
D Creek.
Yeah, say that.
Hey, what you mean? Locks Creek.
Say that then.
Get the fuck out of here, man. Instagram, DirtyWater_podcast. Twitter, Dirty_Water_NC. My shit on Instagram is Dirty Water Lex. What's your shit, Dave?
Dirty Water Dave B. Shout out to Joey Rain, my niece.
And she's so beautiful, bro.
Yeah.
She's so beautiful. Shout out to Worm, man. Facebook, Dirty Water Podcast. Fuck with us. Hit us up. We doing this shit. We back. I'm loving this shit. I'm with my niggas. Having fun, man. Anything else y'all want to say before we get the fuck out of here?
Ooh, my niggas.
I love y'all, man.
Nigga, don't even pick
Shout
up the phone.
Shout out to Undeniable Clothing.
Hey. And make sure you get a Dirty Water shirt.
Dirty Water. You know what I'm saying? Man. You see it?
For sale.
We out of here. 2-6 and...
Moses.
You're ready.
Stupid.
Stupid.
You stupid, man.
Stop, nigga.